computer.
Awesome. Welcome, everyone, to Truth Serum, your daily dose of truth, debunking BS realities and illusions that we have subscribed to. My name is Melissa Binkley, and I'm your host. I am a soul, life, and business strategist, and my mission is to show you how to transform your life and business by bridging science and spirituality and debunking the current belief systems that have us all trapped, learning to walk the path of surrender and grace instead of fear and control. It is time to raise social, sustainable, conscious awareness and spirituality and create a conscious revolution. We need more leaders, healers, creatives, light workers, and speakers and coaches to just really live into their purpose and create global impact with their mission. And through connecting with amazing leaders like the one we have today, we will reach 1 billion and create a shift in the world, creating more love leaders. And today, we welcome our love leader, Tali Hayden. Tali is the founder of We Rise Coaching. She is a manifest mentor. Ooh, we're going to love that. A certified life coach, a published columnist, soulpreneur, wellness advocate, sales trainer, and professional speaker. She's a lover of adventure and sunsets, and she was born and raised in Alaska as the youngest of 8 children. Ooh, going to have to ask her some about that. She grew up fishing, hiking, camping, and playing basketball and softball in one of the rainiest climates in the United States, in Juneau, the capital of Alaska. Her tenacious, loving spirit thrives by helping people to connect to their power within, and especially by helping women reconnect to their soul's purpose. She has a successful business background as a former COO, owner, and creator of a historic bed and breakfast, sales and marketing executive, and a consultant trainer, election supervisor. She's got it all. Like, she's done it all. She's married to this amazing man that she calls her dreamy guy. Welcome, Tali.
Wow, is that me? Holy cow. Oh my gosh.
You're freaking amazing. Hello.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm just trying to keep up with you there, girlfriend. It's so good to be here, Miss Melissa. I love it. I love it. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful words of who I am.
Well, thank you for joining us today on Truth Serum. And we're going to just dive right in. I want to know, what shot of Truth Serum do you want to deliver to our audience? What BS reality do you want to debunk and demystify today for us?
Well, there's so many. But the one that comes to mind is pretty much what I address in the book that we are co-authors in. And it's really about the fairy tale, you know, where the woman or, you know, is saved, or the man. And that, you know, our, you know, in Sleeping Beauty or Snow White, where we are, the reality is that we grow up with that love outside of us, or that, happiness outside of us, and that we need to be saved. When hell spells, we need to be taught we are saved ourselves. And that's the what, you know, I'm passionate about, to start to, you know, to work with the younger generation, the younger kids, for us to create better fairy tales that has us saving ourselves, has us tapping more into loving ourselves first, because that's where, you know, happiness comes from. And I know you know what I mean, because of your background and all that you've been through, that if we just tapped into that instead of the fairy tale that, you know, we were all grew up on, if we tap into loving ourselves and saving ourselves, then we'd have a different world.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So today is about the truth of true love. What debunking the reality and the mystical idea of the fairy tale. So I would love to know, Tali, you know, because I believe that love is such an incredible topic. And the truth, when we talk about true love, love in itself, is we don't experience it or find it elsewhere out there. But I know that so many people, that's the path that they think that's where they're going to find it. So Tally and I are co-authors in an amazing book that's coming out on September 26, 2017, Women Who Inspire. It's going to be a number one bestseller, I promise you. Mm-hmm. And in that chapter, Tally talks about her experience and how she came to this truth. So Tally, can you share with us your story, your masterpiece message about how you came to understand and realize this for yourself?
Well, I think it was a number of things in my life that brought me to it. But I think one, you know, that really changed the trajectory of it. But, you know, first of all, I think, you know, getting married and then having that fairy tale, you know, belief in the back of my head, and then getting divorced, because that wasn't part of my plan to get divorced, and then get remarried, and really not, you know, recognize what was going on with myself in that first marriage, but then I get remarried and my husband chooses to take his life. Then I move into life and I got really sick in 2006. And I think that putting me in bed for two and a half years where I had to do a lot of soul searching, that's really what brought me to where I am today and doing what I am. Because I was so out of my power. I was so disconnected from my heart essence and my inner wisdom that it took me to have an autoimmune disease or autoimmune illness, I like to say, to be able to wake up to who I'm really meant to be. Yeah. Instead of living outwardly, looking for the answers outside or for someone to save me, it's that tapping into that inner wisdom.
Well, you say in your chapter, you say, my illness was threefold, I learned. I was not just physically ill, but also emotionally and spiritually ill. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I feel that physical signs, right, of illness are the last layer, is the last thing that shows up. It's final. It's the 2x4 of the universe I talk about in my experience. I say you can transform through what two ways: the 2x4, which is the universe saying whack and hit you upside the head by a 2x4, or through the path of grace and surrender. And most of the time, because we haven't been taught how to go grace and surrender, we decide to take the 2x4. And physical illness is a 2x4. And I find it fascinating that you came to the discovery also that the illness was just a cover up for something much deeper. So tell us about that.
Yes, I mean that's a really good question, Melissa. Because, you know, again, you're not taught that to listen to your body. Your body gives you signs when you are out of harmony, when you are disconnected. And so I had signs all the way from, you know, as a young kid.
What were some of the signs that you're paying attention to?
Well, I got sick a lot. You know, if the flu bug went around, I got it. I experienced eating too much sugar, so I got worms. I would get migraines. And so it was, someone caught a cold, I caught that cold. So there were signs there, but I didn't know it. You know, I wasn't, you know, hadn't ran across someone to be able to kind of.
Yeah, nobody tells you, nobody says, hey, you know, your illness, but they say, go to the doctor, take a pill, do this. Nobody's out there, I mean, at least not back then. Now I think it's starting to change. But back when we were growing up, there was not a single person, especially when all the things with medications and the pharmaceutical industry took off, especially in the 70s and 80s, right? Like, nobody was telling us, by the way, maybe there's something else going on, that it's an energetic, it could be a vibrational, there's something else in your soul, in your spirit that's happening, and it's showing up physically.
Right, and so when I got so ill, I have to say, kind of when I hit 20, I was given a book by one of my sisters. And before I tell you what that book was, I read it for everyone else. Oh, so-and-so could, oh my gosh, I need to tell Matt about that. Oh, you know, again, freaking sign that I am taking care of everybody else but myself. So totally right there, giving my, you know, my power away. And so when I got ill, I had gotten that sign to go get that book. And that book is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, who recently crossed over. But that book is continues to be one of my Bible, and it made the connection for me that what I was experiencing obviously was mapped to all these emotions that, you know, just kept being layered and layered and layered and on. So my first thing that came to surface through my illness was I got a parasite, and parasite is about giving your power away. And of course, my life didn't flash, you know, in front of me, like, okay, am I giving my power away? Okay, well, I had to go through and start to discover that. Mm-hmm. I kind of talk about that in my chapter about, you know, discovering that I was doing that. And so that's when it really woke me up to start, you know, on a whole different path. And so that is, I'd say, for the physical, you know, you got those physical and you're always taught, or the folks around us, oh, go and treat the symptoms versus treat the cause. And by the grace of God, I got led to a holistic medical doctor who knew how or got at the cause. And so when I got that parasite and couldn't get well, I went to 9 doctors, mainstream, and they couldn't figure it out. They labeled me with all sorts of labels, but I knew in my heart, I was like, I know I can become whole. And so when I found this holistic doctor, which my Mary Kay lady is the one who hooked me up to it, but I knew that I had come home and that it was gonna be a journey for me to get to wholeness. And so that's that other piece, that emotional and physical. So it's not just so much of the emotional and me giving away my power, but also, you know, mindset and thinking, but then also me being totally disconnected from my heart center, which is where I feel, you know, that's where your soul is. That's where you connect spiritually when you are connected to that heart. And so I was clueless, you know, in all of that. I felt like maybe I just had a shell of a body, that I was just barely functioning, and didn't realize that until I got, you know, thrown in bed.
And we sometimes, for you, there was several signs. There was the first marriage with the infidelity and the divorce. Then there was the second marriage where your husband took his own life, and then you got sick. It was like the universe was sitting there. You know, you say in your book, you say, my journey provided me with gold nuggets and with fool's gold too, to connect me to my true calling as a life coach and a manifest mentor. And one of those things was, you know, it was like the universe gave you one opportunity and didn't see that sign, you know, and then the next one and then the next one. And I think that many times everyone has that. We have all of these different signs and these things going on. But one of the things that you said earlier that really stuck with me was about the savior, like the Cinderella, the sleeping beauty, you know, like that idea of a happy ever after and somebody else saving you from your own stuff. Mm-hmm. Share with me more about how you turned into saving yourself and what you had to go through mentally to let go of the idea of the fairy tale and the happily ever after to finally find actually, you know, in your life, not only your success as a coach and a mentor, but love too.
Right. Well, I think in terms of saving myself, obviously it took a while, because, you know, you have to wake up to that, to just knowing that you have this essence inside of you, this wisdom and this power, and you just have to tap into that. And so I think when it was really, really started of it was going to 9 doctors, and they giving me a different answer for whatever was going on and a different pill. And then once I started throwing it up, you know, I got the message like, Tal, you're toxic and this is not the way to go. You can heal. And I'm like, well, okay, where's that coming from? But I'm like, you can heal. Like, there is, you just got to get to the cause. And I didn't even know what any of that meant, but I just kept kind of getting these messages, you know, just keep, you know, pushing forward. And so when I
ask you a question about the messages, because I find that fascinating, and my same thing, because a lot of people that are on this or looking to change their lives, right, or going towards this journey, when we say messages, they're like, what is that really? What is that, the messages? What, because we all get them in different ways. I know what my signs are and yours. How were you receiving the messages? What was coming for you?
Well, for me, it was, well, a number of things. You know, I would see certain numbers like 444, and not even, I'm so disconnected from that kind of stuff. Or I would see like someone's talking to me and I'm like, whoa, okay. Is that me or what? What's going on? Or I would get a feeling that this is, you know, don't give up. This is what you need to do. And I would then, you know, get a vision or, you know, just something to, that was like a memory, or that was my parents, you know, were passed on. Of course they still are passed on, but I would get, you know, a vision of them. And I don't normally, you know, like I'm not a person who dreamt a lot, but, you know, I could feel kind of a presence, or I would kind of out of my eye go, oh, is my dad here? You know, and kind of see her, my mom. And so it was all those kind of things that, you know, started for me to start listening, you know, that there is, and to me, that's part of that spirituality side too, you know, to be able to be connecting into, you know, at that way. Yeah. Does that help? Did I answer that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I think I love to hear, because there's so many, you know, I see signs, I get, you know, now that I'm stepped into the what they call the flow, or whatever we want, you know, this, yes, with the magic of the universe, and into that space. I mean, I now notice them all the time, everything around me. Like yesterday I was at an event, and I looked down at my phone and it's 11:11, and I just sat down in my seat and my seat was 1:11, right? I was like, I mean, you can't make this shit up.
If I think back then, what really got me really thinking is that I would see unusual things, animals, to me in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
A hawk would land right outside my window. Just, there was a railing, mm-hmm, had a little deck, which I wasn't, you know, getting out of bed that much. But that's when I started, and I'm telling you this, I'm getting the truth. And so that would start to get those goosebumps, which, yeah, is your truth. Yeah. I wasn't sure at the time what that was, but you know, you're in bed, and I can at least get on the internet and start, you know, looking at that. But the animals,
yeah,
see that and a bat, and you know, both of those are obviously messages, mm-hmm, for me. I just got the message, hey, you're on the right path, you know, don't, yeah, give up, you can have wholeness. And so that was it. But I would also get, you know, those words that would come in, and I said, I'm going to listen to it, you know. And it's just like after the ninth doctor, and I just said, you know, when I remember walking out of that visit, and go, this is not it. There's no way that anyone could help me when I fill out, you know, 10 pages of stuff and they don't even look at it. How do they know that there is, you know, I am unique, and I've got to find someone who I can connect to that can get to, you know, whole body, you know, wellness. And I was, again, I was just new to all of that kind of stuff. And that's when I, you know, got led to the holistic doctor.
Beautiful. Yeah. I went, going back to the animals, there was one time I was in Yosemite, and, mm-hmm, the, you know, the universe was definitely trying to get a message. So not did I get one raven, I got 30. I was like, all right, I'm listening. What do I need to know right now? Like, like all around me. And I was like,
wow.
You know, like, when you start paying attention and start listening to the universe, when they really want you to know something, you just get even more and even more. I'm Yeah, I'm fascinated by your holistic journey because I myself, went through a holistic journey. I was a health coach for a while, brought me into where I'm at now. But healing my own, experiences, and for me, what I found through the journey of getting my body better was when I started to finally heal my body. What it came down to for me was when I started looking in the mirror. Was I didn't like myself. Like, I just didn't like myself. And so I thought I was healing, because I had autoimmune also. I had, skin conditions, like all this stuff. And then when I finally started healing myself, I was like, when you no longer are focused on the physical, then you got to deal with the rest of the shit, right? Like, all of a sudden everything else starts coming up because you're like, I don't have to worry about this piece anymore. Was that a similar experience for you?
Well, very, very similar because, the parasite uncovered that I had heavy metal toxicity, and both of those are about giving your power away. And so it's like, you can't really heal if you don't start to look at that emotional side, or you won't heal if you don't, start feeding that. And so it's interesting because as you well know, it's really never ending.
Once you decide to take this path, everyone, audience, ladies and gentlemen, it never ends. We all thought, oh yeah, I want to be awakened. I'm taking the spiritual path. And all of a sudden it's like the light comes in. Instead, it's like, here's the next lesson. Here's the next one. Like, here's more. But there is a way to step through it in grace and surrender where it becomes beautiful instead of it being painful all the time.
Exactly. And that it doesn't have to stifle you. And then you start to work through like, oh my God, this is a beautiful thing. Thank you for that awareness. And yeah. I'm not going to beat myself up because I'm worthy and I love myself. But back to your point, because that's when I really woke up, when I got that Louise Hay book. And of course I had read it a couple of times, but for other people. So then for the first time I read it for myself, but went to that section. There's a section where you do mirror work that Louise Hay is so awesome about. And you walk up to the mirror and you say, I love you. And you keep saying, I love you, Tally. I love you, Tally. And I can remember, I'm like, I got this. Of course I love myself just like you. And I walk up to the mirror and I say it about 10 times. And then all of a sudden I went, holy frick. I do not love myself. I was just like, oh my gosh, just saying that, remembering, I'm getting the shivers. I was so dumbfounded. I was like, oh my gosh, that was definitely a huge moment for me to realize that. And then, it took the one line that I would just choke up on. I love and approve of myself. I could not, I would say it, but I could barely get through it and often would break down in tears. But you just, fake it, she says, until you make it. And I just kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it and daily, daily, daily. And then then you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, I do love myself. I am worthy. I am, a value. I am beautiful, And so you just, over time, you start to step into that.
Yeah. I have done, in the past when I had my conferences that were based on, women in transformation, we would do a mirror work piece. And I've seen some of the most incredible breakthroughs and some of the most, and people also literally pass the mirror and say, no way, I can't do it. Like just, the power of the mirror work sounds so simple, right? It sounds so simple, but the truth, if you want to get to true love, is you've got to love yourself. And mirror work is by far one of the simplest, as in you don't need anything but a fucking mirror, right? But one of the simplest, but one of the hardest ways to get there. But I'll tell you, it's transformative in itself. Thank you for sharing that. I don't talk about the mirror work very often anymore. So, wow, very powerful.
It really is. It's powerful. And even in the last year, I got led to, because I continue to do mirror work, I got led to pulling out, and I'll see if I can grab this.
Oh, yeah.
But this, I went and found a young me.
Oh, yeah.
So now, because I have it here, and I grab it, and I walk to the mirror, and now I say this with me. So this is my inner child. So now I'm speaking to my inner child, and so I say it to her, mm-hmm. and then I, you know, pull it away, and I say it to me, because that's, you know, which I know you know, the healing of that inner child is what we need to get to and continue to, because we've got layers. And that's why, to your comment that, you know, obviously I don't want to scare anybody, but you'll open up such a beautiful journey as you continue to heal, and you're never arriving because you don't want to arrive, because the journey is amazing as you continue to pull back these layers of really being able to step into your worthiness and into your love. And it's so amazing, you know, when those things come forth, and they do sometimes still have to knock me over the head, but
they do all of us sometimes, but you keep moving forward in that grace and that experience. So now that you've had all of these beautiful lessons, you have created your truth serum and finding that that love is for you, that there's no fairy tale. So what is your mission in this life? What are you here to, because I know this isn't just a journey for yourself. This is something that's brought you into a journey of helping others. So what is your mission and what are you here to share with the world?
Well, I definitely feel at this point in my, you know, chapter, or you know, where I'm at today, very passionate about connecting women, you know, some men, but predominantly women, to their power source within. I feel that the more and more we can get connected to that, we can then really rise to a whole different level within humanity. And so I see that, and I see a lot of people hurt and disconnected, or their mothers and their children have left. And now what do I do? And they just don't know themselves. And so that's where I feel like, because that's been my whole journey to, you know, become the me, you know, that I was meant to be. And so yeah. So that's where I'm really tapped into that. And then I feel like, you know, on a humanity end, I really feel like I am, you know, that spirit in action, really creating that mm-hmm. creating a path really for humanity to rise up, that, you know, vibrationally. Yeah. And so I think it's so important for us to get more connected into that vibrational energies so that we can live consciously from a whole different level. Because once we start, you know, moving up and tapping more into love, to joy, to gratitude, to peace, it moves us up on that scale of consciousness. Mm. And then we raise people up, you know, around us, even when, you know, we're not in the same room or the same house, but we're connected, you know, that way.
Yeah. So when we are working on creating this conscious society and helping others to rise up, and what you're focusing on, many people believe that it takes like a complete overhaul. I believe it takes small little steps one by one. So what is one ritual, practice, or thing that you cannot live without? The 5-minute solution. So if somebody wants to start somewhere and they need the first 5-minute solution, that if they don't ever do anything else, at least they're doing this one thing, what do you recommend to our audience?
Okay, well, you already mentioned one thing about going to the mirror. I have a second thing, but, you know, and seeing how much important it is to just tell yourself you love yourself and not, you know, cut off the negativity that comes after that. You know, you just say, I love you. But the thing that I do every day, and it's the thing that really keeps me in a good flow, especially with everything that's going out along in the world, is all I do is I just take my hand. I either put it on my heart or I put it on my solar plexus, which is below the chest. So either way, you know, you could do, you know, one, a hand on the heart and one on the solar plex. And I just shut my eyes and I envision my heart, and I actually take a breath in through the heart. Mm-hmm. And out through the heart. And just a couple of those breaths, focusing on the heart, in through the heart and out through the heart, just centers me.
We teach that in our intuitive intelligence training as part of our emotion coding that we're using with trauma victims all over the world. So I love that that's something that you do, because that speaks directly to what I believe in too. Oh, thank you for that.
Oh yeah. And it just is. I mean, we want to get, you know, like you said, the trauma, we're all so disconnected from that heart. Yeah. And that's where our inner wisdom is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just can continue to lead us versus get into the crazy chaos, which, you know, I'm really good at doing that too. So that's, you know, it's important.
So if you could do one thing in this world before you pass to the next realm, so would I, you know, I don't say die because I believe that there's something else greater than that. Well, what would you do? It doesn't have to be business related or mission related, or can be, or maybe it's a, you know, something, a trip or an adventure or whatever, but one thing that you've got to do before you go.
So it could be a trip or an adventure.
Anything. Yeah, it doesn't have to be specifically business or mission related, but it could be. But I mean, you know, just one thing that you, you know, that you can share with everybody that you're, that you have to do.
Well, I think for me, for my family, you know, who is struggling through ailments, is I would love to get them all together and take every single one of them to warm country. You know, somewhere warm, and bring in, you know, love leaders like you and a few others, and allow them to be able to experience what I've been experienced through my journey.
Yeah.
So it can help heal at so many levels for them. And so I've always had that saying, okay, you know, that's part of my drive, is to be able to continue to tap in for that abundance and prosperity, because I would really like to give them this gift to be able for them to tap more into their heart essence and not hear it from me, the younger sister, but to be able to tap into the experts like you, to be able to, you know,
you gotta hear it from somebody else when it comes to family, you know, you gotta hand them over to someone else, and then, because they're tired, they don't want to listen to us.
No, exactly.
You know? All right, Tally, before we go, we have one more question, but I want you to share with everyone how they can reach you, what is the best way to find you, and give them all the information so that our audience knows the way that they can connect with you.
Okay, well, the best way, because I have all my information on my website, and it's everything. You can get, you know, connect to me through social media, but my email, my phone number, all that. You can do a 20-minute free coaching session, you know, there. But it's www.tallyhayden.com. So that's TallyHayden. So Tally, like you tally something up, Hayden, HAYDEN.com.
Awesome. So TallyHayden.com. Please go over, take advantage of her 20-minute coaching session. I'm going to go sign up right now. Hold on. Let me get on my computer. I'm in. So our last question today before we go is, so Tally, you're 110 years old. You're on your deathbed. And there's a reporter. He comes in and he's going to be writing your epilogue, and he's going to be writing your obituary, and like all of this information for everyone. And if you had one truth that you could leave for all your friends, family, and humanity to know, what would you say?
What immediately comes to me is I'd say, always, always remember, love and giggles wins. Love and giggles wins. That's what I would leave with.
I love it. Love and giggles wins. Thank you so much, Tally. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Truth Serum, your daily dose of truth and BS debunking of the realities that are out there. See you in the next episode.